بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. Come closer, let's make some harkat, barakat, inshallah. With regards to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the most important way to get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is our object and purpose of life. And if a person doesn't know the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's just leading his life, then that person has got no value of life. And he won't get the great gift of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah has made this very easy. Allah didn't just put it in scripture form how to get the love of Allah. Allah sent a practical model, a practical example, that this is how I want you to live. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to demonstrate to us from morning till night, from life till death, every aspect of the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which our Shaykh explained so beautifully. Nobody will even know that about his father. Forget our grandfather or great-grandfather. The life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every sahaba basically knew from morning to night, even the private life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It was in detail, and it is in the ahadith. Till today we got it with an authentic chain of narration. And if we still don't make an effort to learn it, then we will find what great losers we are. In this world alone, like Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, even if the non-Muslims want to live in peace, if they just lead their life according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in this world they'll get peace. So imagine if a believer follows the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only will you get peace, you'll get great honor, and in the akhirat, Allahu Akbar, you'll get from the Hawza Kawthar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll get the intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah give me all of us tawfiq to realize how important is it. It can never be stressed. Our whole life we can talk about sunnah and its importance. We will never able to cover the importance of it. We were busy discussing the sunnahs when entering and leaving the toilet. Last week we discussed that it was the practice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to visit the toilet with his head covered and with his shoes on. And before entering the toilet, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read this dua, Bismillah, Allahumma inni a'uzu bika minal khubusi wal khabais. That, O Allah, I seek your protection from the male and female jinn, that is, the shayateen, that live in the toilet so that to distract the minds of people, etc. So when you ask for protection, then you will relieve yourself properly, and you won't get caught up in all unnecessary thoughts and in doing wrong things, etc. And like today, we won't think the toilet is a restroom. The toilet is a room of just necessity. As soon as you finish and finish off properly, all the drops of urine, etc. comes out, make proper istinja, then don't waste your time in the toilet. Come out from there. Sadly today, people are wasting our time in the toilets, etc. And in fact, in the toilet also, you go, Hazrat taught us, you can make muraqabah and think that what beautiful food went into my stomach, and see what is the useless and terrible person I am, and see what is the result has come out. Beautiful biryani went out. It was smelling so beautiful. Now what's the odor? I myself can't take it. So that's a means of your islah also, just to go and relieve ourselves. Then when entering the toilet, enter the toilet with the left foot. Even if you are generally doing it, but be conscious that this was the way of life of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just to think of that will give you enjoyment also, and it will enhance your ibadah, your life. Without even realizing, you are walking into the toilet just normal. But now you're getting sawab, and then 100 shaheed sawab, because today people are so unconscious, our minds are so full of other thoughts that we don't know whether I enter the toilet right foot or left foot. So much so that if a person comes out, you'll ask him what which leg you went in. He'll think for a few seconds, I can't remember. So we are so unmindful, and that is why Allah has brought us here, to bring our minds to the consciousness. In other words, that we have some direction, our thoughts are always, we are alert what we are doing. And this is what is called the tasawwuf all about, and the ihsan, this consciousness. And this is what is niyat all about. Niyat is not that you have to say it in the beginning, you say it with your tongue because now you are a beginner, just to get it into your head. Like in madrasa days, we are taught that the niyat verbally, but it must become like part of your life. You must be conscious why I'm doing this. That is actual niyat. And for this cause of zikrullah is extremely important. And not just we do our zikr and we thought we finished, but the poems that are being read, etc., this is a great ni'mat of Allah, that how our mashayikh, how they were engrossed in their zikr, how they enjoyed their zikr, that Allahu Akbar, they gave us all these beautiful things on a golden tray. That what du'as they used to make while making zikr of Allah, this shows what is zikr all about. It's not just a matter of finishing our zikr, or we are half sleepy, etc. Zikr is a very, very important aspect of our life, which is, unfortunately, zikr means to remember. But in zikr we are unmindful. That is why these poems are there, to make us more conscious, to make us more mindful. Last week we were discussing this poem, Ya Ilahi Ata wa Zarra Dardi Dil, Ke Martai Bedar Bimar Tera. That, O Allah, give me a drop, an iota, one atom of this pain of your heart, this sickness, that I get a drop of the pain that in my heart, that I start loving you. And I think, why am I doing loving my life? Because now I'm so sick, I got all worries of everything else. Just take out all that worries and put one worry in my heart. That, oh Allah, am I pleasing you? How am I walking? How am I talking? Am I pleasing you, oh Allah? And koi kuch tujhse kuch, koi kuch chahta hai. Main tujhse hu, ya Rab, talabgar tera. Everybody else will ask you what they want. Some people, out like our Shaykh says today, we don't even know how to make dua. We'll be asking all for cars and houses and that. Yes, our necessities, we should be asking for Allah. We are the slaves of Allah. But more important is to ask connection with Allah, the ma'rifat of Allah, the love of Allah, the greatness of Allah. Then Allah, the things of dunya are the byproducts. Automatically you'll get it. Like as the Shaykh Rahmatullah used to write and taught us, that we learn in the hadith, read Surah Waqia. You'll be saved from poverty. Now don't be so weak-minded and read it just for that intention. Read it for the pleasure of Allah. Allah automatically will save you from poverty. That is like the byproduct. That is like the dung of the cow. So don't buy the cow for the dung. Buy the cow for its value, its milk, and from that you can make butter, etc. So make our niyat solely for the pleasure of Allah. And these things Allah will give us by the way. So we ask from Allah Ta'ala, Allah Himself. So Allah, everybody will ask you what they want. But may tu sehu ya Rab talab gar tera. Oh my Allah, I am desirous of you, although I'm not fit to ask for you. But I see your kindness, you're so kind. So I'm begging that you make me yours. Further in this poem, Hazrat mentions, Nahi dono alam se kuch mushku matlab. Nahi dono alam se kuch mujhko matlab. That I have no other motive, no other objective in both the worlds. I don't want anything of both the worlds. Not even nice cars, houses, etc. That is Allah's ni'mat. Allah gives you, you accept, you appreciate. It doesn't mean like our Dada Shaykh says, I don't want this world, so I kick everything away. No, we have to live in the world. And Allah gives His friends the best. But that is not, their hearts are not in there. Today we get overtaken and we say the buzruks are traveling in nice cars. But those things don't even affect their heart. Whatever car they go in, what house they sleep, they know those are temporary things. So, oh Allah, that these things are not my objective of life. Tu matlub, only you my objective. I want you, oh Allah. Mehu talabgar tera. And I am desirous of you. That is why I'm sitting and making your zikr. And like our Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh taught us, only Allah's name has got that effect. That as you sit and what concentration in a masjid, at home, wherever, but with concentration you say, Allah, 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 oh Allah, I love you. You'll see Allah's love will come in your heart. Nothing else in the world you can say from morning to night. You want a BMW making zikr whole day, night, you won't even get the smell of it. But Allah Ta'ala's zikr is such that you just take Allah's name and with concentration little, you'll see automatically Allah's love will start coming in the heart. But for just as we learned, this important kitab of Anwarus Salah, Allah has given us this great method of building this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa amma ba'd qad afla almu'minun alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. Continue with this kitab of Anwarus Salah, which was the bayan of Shah Ahmad Shaheed Rahmatullah Ali. What a great bayan he gave to his murid. And then it was fortunately found by Sufi Iqbal Sahib and his friends when they just saw this bayan that was written. They said, what a kitab! Why is this kitab not available on the market? People should know about it. He printed it, was putting some footnotes, and then he presented it to us, and our Shaykh Allahu Akbar found this kitab, presented it to us, and we see how many years this kitab is being taught. But we see the more we sit and pay attention with proper intention that I have come here for my Islah, I have come here to get connection with Allah Ta'ala, and don't think, no, I heard this kitab last year, or I was here before, I did this course, then we'll never progress. The more we sit with eagerness, attention, then we'll see every year there is more and more enjoyment in this kitab. We don't say, hey, last month we had biryani in the khanka, this month again biryani, I'm not going to eat. We eat again and we say, hey, this month's biryani is much more, got a different flavor. So exactly the same in the spiritual food. Every time you eat for the pleasure of Allah, you'll see you'll get a different enjoyment, a different taste. So Allah give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding. We are busy with still the introduction here, where Sufi Iqbal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi explained that if you really want a special mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and you really want to get this connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in the scores of how to build your salah, which is that main thing that will give you connection with Allah. And as ulama have mentioned, like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the arsh of Allah, and what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought back? The golden gift of salah. So salah is the miraj of a believer. But you jump in a plane, or you got a helicopter or whatever, but you got no fuel. How are you going to fly up? You're boasting with everybody, I got a helicopter, I bought a plane, but you can't buy jet fuel. So how you, or you buy fuel and you buy ordinary fuel. You'll never able to fly up. So we have to learn how to get this fuel, then see. And Hazrat explained also last week that beautiful example. One is we have to make this effort as we are what we are learning. One is Allah Ta'ala makes jazb, Allah will pull you. If you want it, you make a special, the earnest desire, then beg Allah that, oh Allah, just make me jazb. And like that beggar, where what the king said, there was a king that when he said, when I pass away, the first person who comes to the kingdom the next morning, he must be made the next king. And then the first person who came the next day was a beggar. His father was a beggar, his grandfather was a beggar, all, the whole progeny. But when he came, everybody said, you have to be the king. This was the rule that was made. So they put him on the throne. Now he had to make decisions, etc. Every decision that he had to make was according to proper etiquettes of a king. And then finally now it's time to go and rest. Then also like a king, he called two people, two of his khadims, put your hands under my armpits and carry me like how a king goes to his room. So they said, Bacha Salamat, we'll do that. But just tell us how you knew the etiquette of being a king. You are a beggar all your life, your grandfather, you come from a family of beggars. How do you know? He says, that great being who put me on the throne, he can teach me the etiquette. So If we come here for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala and we beg Allah Ta'ala, yes, we have, our efforts are very weak. But together with making our effort, we should make it. And to think of this ayat also, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah yajtabi may yasha. Allah pulls whoever He desires. So the more we desire, Allah will pull us also, make the effort also easy for us. So in this course, there are three notes, there are five notes that Sufi Iqbal Sahib mentions, that before you, while you're doing this course of Salah, then to check and see whether you are progressing and how to do this course. The first note which he discussed already first, that he said, it is not just that you just read the Kitab and think that this course of Salah will come in your life. You have to do a proper course of zikr and shaghal. In other words, under the guidance of a sheikh, put your hands in a sheikh, take bed to who your heart takes to, then the zikr he prescribes to you, the wazifas, the muraqabah, etc. All this, attend his majlis regularly, keep contact, etc. Not that you say, I took bed to Hazrat, and I said, just here, I sat in itikaf, and after that, you're gone. And you the whole year you don't come for a majlis, or you don't even phone your sheikh or anything, then you won't get that benefit. And many times people do this, and they say, we thought, to become back, you get become a wali of Allah, but you're not doing what you have to do. Do what you have to do, and then see how Allah Ta'ala will pull you towards Him. So the first important thing is that a person has to do this course, and this is the part of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the first greatest sheikh of the world. And people who sat in the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what great personalities they became. Till today, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ashabi kan nujum." My guiding stars are the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. You just read their lifestyle and you'll be surprised. And nur will come in your heart. And if you follow in their footsteps, see what will happen to you. How you will get close to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So if a person will only get this effect if he does this course and under the guidance of a sheikh, and then see that that effect will bring great effect in your salah, and then in your tilawat, all the different the ibadat of deen, now there will be life coming into. Now you will enjoy making tilawat, etc. Otherwise we're just finishing khatams after khatam, but we don't get the effect of Qur'an-i Kareem. We see, because like for example, we're not making the niyat also, that Ya Allah, this is your kitab, you said in the beginning, Hudallil Muttas, this is a kitab of hidayat, Hudallil Nas. So read it with the intention of hidayat. Otherwise we see, Hazrat explains also so beautifully, that you see many qurra, especially from foreign countries, they read beautiful, what kiraat, what tajweed, etc. And when they're sitting on the mimbar, they got a nice jubba, everything, and the kiraat, they read so beautiful. But after that, if you go and meet that Qari, you'll see he's walking around with a suit and tie. So where did the effect of the Qur'an Sharif come? And as we learned previously also that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that time will come, nothing will be left of our deen. They're just names of Islam. Just the rituals of Qur'an-i Kareem. And today was competitions, etc. And like Hazrat says, that you the amount of money being prescribed and asked just for one qiraat, for one azan, etc. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand and realize. And like in this point it is mentioned, that why the zikr of Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned. He says, I'm not mentioning it on my own. This is not the mashayikh that are saying this. This is the subject from Quran Sharif and the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That for everything there is a polisher. Our heart has become so black. And if we don't wash our heart and polish our heart, then how the heart is going to start getting effect? Because the main thing is the heart. You can't work, you're not getting fruits. You don't work on the leaves, put fertilizer and water on the leaves and the branches. Work on the roots. So for that, the polisher of the heart is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, but besides that, the Sufi Sahib has mentioned that it doesn't mean now that you say, oh, I never do the scores of zikr, etc. Now I stop my faraz namaz. No, if you never learn, it is you. You are responsible. You still have to make your faraz, no matter whether you know making it properly or not, or what you just learned in madrasa, the basic faraz namaz, etc., and you just doing your normal namaz, then your namaz may be, inshallah, the faraz will be ada. But the effect, the benefit of salah, the objective of salah, that we learn how Sahaba Rajam draw the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala from their salah, etc., we see we don't get the benefit at all. Not an iota, because we still don't have ruh in our salah. And that the ruh will come when you have to work on the ruh, the soul, the piece of flesh in the heart, and for that you need the spiritual doctor, the mashayikh, etc. The second point was that whatever now you do this course, but not for any other objective. Not that I become a great sheikh or something, or people say, hey, now look at this man's namaz, see how he's like a big buzurg. No, you have to do it only and solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And only Allah Ta'ala must be happy with me. And I am doing this course so that Allah's command, that Aqim is Salah. Allah didn't just say Sallu Salah, read Salah. Allah Ta'ala said perfect your namaz. So I'm trying to obey this command of Allah Ta'ala. That is why I'm making this effort to do this course, because this is the way to do this course of perfecting my Salah. On our own, like we get this misconception, read long, long Salah, your Nafal Namaz, your Salah will get perfected. No. And many people want to work on just the outward amal, and they don't work on the heart. Your amal will never come right. Work on the heart first. Let all the wrong thoughts, all the different, all your mind, like Hazrat says, Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, when a murid comes into my, comes to a tarbiyat, his mind is all in different directions. First of all, like in the early days, you're going to Jalalabad, now you think what kind of place that will be, and then you come there, now which room I will stay, where, how is Hazrat, etc. So Hazrat says, the murid's thoughts is all over. Now I first have to bring his thoughts under control. Then we can start working on his tarbiyat, etc. So a person makes a firm intention, I'm doing it only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is simple ikhlas. This is the basic of ikhlas. Like Hazrat says, Buzrugs have mentioned, Mawlana Abrar al-Haq sahab rahmatullah alayhi also mentioned, many people get scared that I don't have ikhlas. Because why? For example, you come in the masjid now, the masjid is full, you want to read Tahiyyatul Masjid. Now you say, if I read the Tahiyyatul Masjid now, so many people will see me, so you don't read. No, that is also, you're not reading because what people are going to say and what people are seeing you. That is also riya. That is also a major sin. You just come in a masjid, make your niyat, I'm doing it only for Allah's pleasure. Now don't let shaitan distract you. That is ikhlas. Make your niyat sincere. And then there are different stages of ikhlas. As you progress, you'll see. So the object and purpose of salah and our ibadat is to complete the commands of Allah, how Allah wants us to do it. So we have to do it only for the pleasure of Allah. Not for any ulterior motive that I will get engrossed in salah. I will be lost in my salah, like we hear the examples of the sahaba. No, that is not the main objective. The objective is only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not now if I correct my salah, hey, then my business will flourish. Or then I'll get a better position, etc. No, only and solely Allah Ta'ala must be happy. Allah Ta'ala is happy, then Allah Ta'ala will grant us, Allahu Akbar. The main thing is the closeness of Allah Ta'ala, which will get the climax of it, will be in Jannat. But in this world already, a person will now get the enjoyment of life. Otherwise today people are looking for enjoyment of life everywhere else where it doesn't lie. Because the niyat is our desires, our passions. Make our niyat the desire of Allah, then see how Allah Ta'ala will give us enjoyment of life. The third note now that we have to learn when doing the scores of salah, khushu wa khudu or huzur e qalb wali namaz, hi ba ruh hai. خشوع و خضوع اور حضور قلب والی نماز ہی با روح ہے مگر خشوع اور حضور سے مراد اختیاری خشوع ہے، یعنی نماز کے فرائض، واجبات، سنن اور مستحبات کی ادائیگی کا اطمینان اور ہوش سے اہتمام کرنا، اور دل کو قصداً کسی دوسری طرف متوجہ نہ کرنا. Now, what is the object of salah? That you perform salah with khushu and khudu. Khushu and khudu means that with concentration, devotion, attention and hudure qalb, your heart must be attentive. When you walk in the masjid, like Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, you're going to somebody's house, you don't say, I'm going to that person's house. You say, I'm going to meet so and so. And so we come into the house of Allah Ta'ala, we have to come here that we're going to meet Allah. So just think, when I come to the house of Allah, did I, is my heart attentive? Did I meet Allah? Or I just came to make my salah, I didn't even know for who I made salah. So this khushu and khuzu, this is that a person is totally devoted and he realizes that now I'm going to the house of Allah. I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. That eagerness already before time, before going for salah. Now salah is not a burden. Now salah is an enjoyment. Like you busy with somebody and he's still sitting in your office. You say, you know what, I got an important meeting now. I have to go meet that counselor. Now when it's time for salah, before that you say, hey, I got an important meeting. Please, even a big customer is there. You say, please, I can't attend to you now. Says, no, I want to buy for so many, 100,000 rand. Say, no, but now I can't, I got a very big appointment. So when we know that the presence of heart is there, where I'm going to? I'm going to the house of the kings of kings. And then that namaz is a namaz of life. That namaz has got current, it's got all the connection, etc. But this khushu or khuzu, it's not something that is not within our control. Something that we can't achieve. This is what is Allah has given us the ability. That you work on it and you do the cause of zikr, etc. You follow the instructions of your shaykh, you'll see now your mind becomes attentive. That you're doing other work in your office, in your business, before you listen to azan, hey, it's already 10 to 1 and 1 o'clock is azan. Already your mind, now your attention is changed. And already now you see you be. So this is something that is within our control. Not like what we thinking istighraq, to be engrossed in salah, that is a gift from Allah. That is not within your control. This khushu Allah has commanded us, قَدْ أَفْلَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believers are successful who perform namaz with total devotion, concentration, humility, attention. This is within every person's ability. Nobody can say, I can't achieve this khushu. Everybody can achieve it. And what? It starts from the basics. That you know, you learn what is the faraiz of namaz. And here we are just being taught briefly, Mufti Sahib Mashallah is teaching us the masail. This is to create that eagerness. When I go home, I should keep contact with the ulama and learn more about my salah. What are the faraiz? What are the wajibat? What are the sunnat? What are the mustahabbat? Every part of salah is important. Don't think, oh, this is just mustahab, this is just sunnat. But every part of salah is totally important, and you fulfill each part with the total itminan, with ease and contentment. Not like you just rush in your salah, like myself, Allah save us, we coming, the jamaat has started, we rushing and we running into the salah, and we don't even say the first takbir, Allahu Akbar. We just lifted our hands and fastened it to say the first takbir, which is called takbir tahrima, which made everything out of salah haram, to say it so loud that you hear yourself. That Allahu Akbar, even if you didn't lift your hand, although lifting your hands is sunnat, and to do everything completely according to sunnat, then you'll get the value of things. But your faraz, you haven't started salah. So many times we should think that I haven't started salah still, and so many years of my salah I just carried on like that. So this is something that we have to learn all these things and do it what is. May take proper care that I do it what horse, that I know what I'm doing. Even if you happen due to some serious shari'i excuse, you happen to come about late for salah, and namaz started already, Now don't even rush and run that you come panting in namaz. Yeah, walk about fast, etc. But not in such a way that now you are still gasping for breath. No, be hasty. Not now namaz started and you're still talking to somebody. There's no time to even make salam at that time. That time you must be running. Allah Ta'ala, the command of Allah has started already. How can I be engaged in something else? And that is why important also, at that time when salah has started, you can't be engaged in any other zikr, even tilawat, all that have to be stopped. Now you have to be there. So a person should realize that I have to make an effort to do this with total itminan, with total ease and comfort. And like we learn, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you saw me performing salah. Like we were having a majlis like this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was having majlis. One sahabi came in a masjid, he performed salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam noticed him. And that the way he performed his salah, he came to the masjid, to the majlis, he made salam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied and said, first go and repeat your namaz, you never made salah. He went, he repeated his two rakat, he came back to the majlis. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again told him, that go and repeat your salah, you never made salah. Second time he went, third time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, then he said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, teach me how to make my salah. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you don't make salam like a hand pecking on the ground. Just up, down, fast, you just stand up. How quick some people, you can't even read Surah Fatiha. But they read their Surah Fatiha and Surah, and they in ruku already. You can't even read one tasbih, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. They finish read three tasbih. How they are doing that? So that kind of salah is not giving, forget the fruits, we're getting cursed on that salah. Allah Ta'ala save us and make us realize that this has to be done with itminan, with ease and comfort. Stand up properly. When you go into ruku properly. Read the tasbihats properly. And then when you stand up from ruku, sometimes we're hardly standing up properly and with ease, your whole body must be at ease. Then only go into sajda. And in between the two sajdas also, and there are du'as in between. That is why our Shaykhul Hadith also stressed, and ulama stressed, that learn the du'as that you have to read. When you get up from ruku, what du'a you read? Allahumma Rabbana wa lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran, tayyiban, there are so many beautiful du'as. Between the two sajdas, these du'as are there, prescribed. But myself, I should think, do I know these du'as? Do I read it? So at least try this, we have to learn and make a firm pledge and make an intention that now I'm going to read namaz with ease and comfort. Take your time and read namaz that you're standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And Allah is looking at me. How can I, that you stand in front of your ustad, you stand in front, sit in the majlis of your sheikh, you sit, try and sit in a good manner. Here you're standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, so very, very important. Aur dil ko qasdan kisi taraf jo kisi dusri taraf mutawajjih na karo karna, and then to do as you do the cause of zikr, now to qasdan to make an intention that my heart mustn't be, attention mustn't be turned somewhere else, my heart's attention mustn't be somewhere else, otherwise our attention is everywhere else besides in namaz. Like Hazrat explained, particularly in the earlier days also, now also some people, they live in the farm areas, and they got businesses, so once a week, like on a Jummah or something, they come to do their shopping. And they come to do the shopping by the wholesalers, etc. So they come to town. Now when they come, it's already Jummah time, they're sitting in a masjid, when the bayan is on, their mind is not there. Their mind is, I must still go buy the paraffin here, I must still go buy the flour, I must still go to that wholesale, this wholesale. When namaz started also, they're not even conscious. The namaz is over, now they're already on the move. So what the bayan was all about, what the khutbah was, they were not conscious, exactly the same. We must make an intention before we come to the masjid, that I'm going to focus my mind and my heart towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then after that, once you made your intention, and you make an effort what is within your control, now Allah is so kind, that agar khud ba khud dunyavi khayal aajaye, balke be shumar wasawis bhi aaye, لیکن نمازی اپنے قد سے آگے آنے والے اذبات میں مشغول رہے تو یہ حالت نماز کے باروح ہونے کے منافی نہیں. That you made an intention and you making an effort to try and do your zikr etc. Now you started namaz, then different thoughts came to you. It came into you, you didn't bring that thought. And when the thoughts came, it can be whatever thoughts can come. All bad thoughts also, it doesn't matter. The thoughts of your school days will come, the thoughts of what, but you didn't bring it. It came on its own, and when it came and you realized, you didn't now keep it in you, you just turned your attention, I'm in namaz. Again you turned your attention. So that thought, it won't harm your namaz in the least, but that won't be like a person is not reading a namaz of concentration. In other words, don't let the wasawis, and many people get worried. So much so we see the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala also. Hazrat Hanzala radiallahu ta'ala anu sitting in a majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he is so overtaken and closed with the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he goes home, then he is sitting with his family etc. smiling etc. He comes out of his house, he meets Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and he says, "Oh Abu Bakr, Hanzala has become a munafiq, a hypocrite." You say, why? See, when we sit in the majlis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we're thinking of Jannah, Jahannam, and when we come home, now we are unmindful again. So, Hazrat Abu Bakr also taught that, he said, let's go to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They come to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, don't worry, that is real. When you worried about that, that is real, that is not nifaq, that is real iman. What you worried of that? That is real iman. So exactly the same. When thoughts come, you just ignore it. Don't pay attention to that thoughts. And how Hazrat has explained so beautifully, that many people get worried, so many thoughts come to me in namaz. But you shouldn't pay attention to that thoughts. Don't bring that thoughts. And if that thoughts come in your namaz, don't build on that thoughts. Don't start thinking now, the thought of the cricket match came. Now don't think, hey, I wish this player hit the six. I wish that he's still batting, etc. No, ignore that thought. Immediately remind yourself, I'm in the court of Allah Ta'ala. I'm in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So then, those thoughts will not affect you. Because Hazrat gives a beautiful example. He says, our mind is like the highways, and particularly the highways in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, what they call the highways. But on that highway, you'll find a rickshaw, you'll find a truck, you'll find a horse and cart, you'll find a bicycle, you'll find all different and all good. They don't drive in one lane. All driving in different lanes. So yours. All of them are moving. And there, if somebody makes an accident, they're surprised. How come you made an accident? Why? Your object is that I must reach my destination. So you just keep your mind, the car in front, whatever is in front, whether it's a rickshaw, a bicycle, whether a horse and cart, you in your car, you just keep your mind on this car in front, then you won't bump in. And you'll see, you'll go through all that traffic and you'll reach your destination. So exactly the same, our mind is like that highway. All the thoughts will come, different types of thoughts will come, but you don't pay attention 1 minute to that thought. And then see, your namaz will be a namaz as you progress. Then slowly those thoughts also will start disappearing. But don't bring those thoughts intentionally and don't build on that thought. Then that namaz will be regarded as a namaz of still life. Lekin namazi apne qad se aage aane wale azbaq mein majhool rahe, to ye halat namaz ke baruh hone ke munafi hai. That the person who's making namaz, he makes an intention that the sabak that I'm going to be learning, I must be focused on that. What I learn, that how to make my namaz, I must make an intention when I start my namaz, I must be focused on what I have learned, and focused on the attention I'm standing in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Then if you remain attentive to that, and thoughts came in your namaz, that is not against concentration of namaz. And a person should not be worried about that. Don't let that many people get worried. And then they say, hey, what's the sense I'm reading namaz? No, you just carry on and don't worry. Just ignore those thoughts totally. And the Buzurg has given many, many ilaj for those thoughts. The main ilaj, Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, just ignore this thought. Don't think about it at all. Then, another beautiful ilaj, Hazrat has taught that shaitan brings the thoughts in your mind. So just think and say, Ya Allah, that you have given me such a small mind. But in the small mind of mine, 100,000 different thoughts are coming. Now I'm in America, now I'm buying a ticket to go somewhere else, now I'm on a cricket match, not even my car can take me so far, not even the aeroplane can take me so far. So now shaitan has brought the thoughts to make you unmindful of Allah. You are now turning to the marifat of Allah. That, oh Allah, this mind of yours, what a creation it is, that 100,000 thoughts comes in my mind, different thoughts, etc. Now shaitan will say, I gave him fuel to go away from Allah. He is using the fuel to get closer to Allah. Now shaitan won't come with the thoughts in him. Then there are certain du'as you read, a person reads, Amantu billahi wa rusuli. In salah also, you just, in your mind you read, Amantu billahi wa rusuli. That I bring iman in Allah and His Messenger. What these thoughts are affecting me? A person reads, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, in your mind. But the main thing is, just ignore the thoughts. Then it won't be harmful to your salah. It won't cause you any harm whatsoever. And then a person will carry on. And like we see, Allahu Akbar. So another ilaj is, that Hazrat explained, when you pay attention to the thoughts, it's like you pay a dog. When you're walking past any place and a dog is there, he's barking, you turn around and look at the dog, he'll bark more. Or you pick up a stone and try and chase him away, he'll attack you more. You just carry on, ignore him, and you'll see he'll bark and he'll stop, he'll turn to somebody else. And the Hazrat gives a beautiful example. There was a comedian, Joa. Joa was a comedian. He used to like to make jokes, etc. So he had a beautiful fruit tree. And he liked the children must come eat from the fruit. But when they come and eat, then he runs out of his house and he chases them away. That, what you all want here? So the children get happy that, hey, Joa, the old man came and he chased us away. So he runs, they run away, and he went, go back in his house, they come again to take the fruit. So that somebody tell him, Joa, you want them to take the fruit, but you, when they come, do you want to chase them away? You say, no, if I don't chase them away, they won't come. They actually coming because they want to play with me. They enjoy that I must chase them away. So exactly the same, if we pay attention to their thoughts, shaitan will say, this is an easy fish. Let me put more thoughts in his mind. So we should just totally ignore it and turn our attention to what we have to do. That we are in salah, and this is how we have to be concentrating. I'm standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aisi halat mein lazzat-e mahwiyat mein kami aur mujahada mein ziyadati hona ek to ajr mein ziyadati ka baais hoga. In such a condition that now a person, he has to make an effort that the thoughts don't come in his mind, and you don't pay attention to the thoughts, then you'll see that now, Allahu Akbar, a person is getting more sawab for that namaz. Because now you're making more effort. If you just read the namaz with no thoughts, etc., and no thoughts come to your mind, you'll think I'm a very big wuzur. So thoughts come to everybody. But you make an effort that you don't concentrate on the thoughts, you don't bring those thoughts, and any thought that come in your mind, you make an effort that immediately you turn your attention away from there. Now this will be the means of getting a double reward. That you're making an effort now to control your thoughts, etc. Dusra tabhi taur par apni namaz ko naqis samajhta rahega, jiski wajah se ujub se hifazat rahegi. And then when these thoughts come to your mind, then automatically after namaz a person will think that what kind of namaz I did. Such terrible thoughts came into my mind, etc. Now pride won't come into your heart. You won't have pride and think that I am a person that see what a good namaz I performed. No thoughts, nothing. Now you won't get what is called ujb, that I'm also reading a good namaz. So this is a good thing, although as you make your effort, then these thoughts will get less and less. But as they're coming, you shouldn't be worried. Don't be worried about this. You make your intention and you make your effort that I must be focused, that I am standing in salah. And as we learn, this will be very easy. Just to think I'm standing in qiyam, I'm doing a farz, that is concentration. So a person realizes, this will now save you from pride coming in your heart. This will give you more reward, that you're making more effort, that I mustn't fall into all these thoughts, etc. Agar sari umar bhi yahi halat rahe, to maqsad asli radai ilahi mein pura kamyab hai. Allah Akbar. Sufi Sahab says that even if your whole life, if you read namaz like that, that you started your namaz, I'm reading only for Allah's pleasure, and then you see just thoughts came into your mind, but you didn't bring it. It came on its own, and you didn't pay attention to it. Then even the whole life you could read namaz like that, you are not unsuccessful. Your namaz won't be regarded a namaz of not attentiveness. The main thing is, don't pay attention, and when you realize a thought came, don't build on that thought. Just ignore it, and just remind yourself, hey, I'm standing in the court of Allah. And your actual object is that I'm reading namaz for Allah's pleasure. You will achieve that object and you will be successful. Agar se aam taur par mujahada se jald hi khatam ho jata hai. Aur mahboob ke saath yaksuvi se sargoshi ki lazzat naseeb ho jati hai. Although Hazrat says, in a short while you carry on making your zikr of Allah, you attend your majlis, etc., then you'll see in the short while these thoughts also won't start coming in your mind. Hardly thoughts will come. Yes, now and then even you can be of greatest buzurg, thoughts will still come in your mind, but you don't pay attention to it. And that is not, it won't affect the value of your salah, it won't affect your success, that I am reading namaz only and solely for the pleasure of Allah. Now you realize that I am with Allah alone. Yet this attention and closeness to Allah Ta'ala, and I'm talking secretly to Allah Ta'ala, as you make your cause of zikr, etc., you'll see that will come very soon. So you don't have to worry of this. That muhabbat intiha mein mushkile aasan karti hai. Allah Akbar. Hazrat says, the love of Allah Ta'ala, when you reach the peak of the love of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll see all the difficult conditions, that becomes easy. Now the thoughts also don't affect you. It doesn't even come in your heart all the time. Magar is fitna ghar ki ibtida mushkil se hoti hai. But Hazrat says, in the beginning, that to bring all this, to make this effort, in the beginning it seems difficult. And that is why Shaitan puts this thought in our mind, that deen is difficult. No, deen is not difficult. Deen is very easy. Just do your cause little. Just come in the company of a sheikh and you'll see. Just sit with attention, with intention. I have come here for my Islam. I have come here only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as you do what the sheikh teaches you, you'll see. Now it will be very easy. It won't be difficult. In the start it seems difficult. Like Hazrat says, many people say that just to make wuzu is a difficult thing. That is why we think, hey, I must make wuzu, take out my shoes and socks. It's a big effort. But when you do a little cause of zikr, then you realize, now you can have big boots on, you'll be happy to take it out. And you'll, it's a cold day also, you'll be happy to make your wuzu. And you'll make it properly also. So in the beginning, it seems difficult. But as you progress, then like Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullah Ali used to teach us, and we learn from our Shaykh, that guna chorna asan nahi hoga, mazedar hoga. Forget thoughts, to leave sin won't be easy, will be enjoyable. And then what is the fourth note that a person should take in this course, that as you're learning and training yourself to make your namaz a namaz, which will give you the connection with Allah, is azim daulat ka ek darja uske ahle, uske ahl, yani zakir wa shagil, saliku inshallah batofiq-e ilahi, panch azbaq pure karne ke baad hasil ho jayega. Sufi Sahib is saying that this great ni'mat of namaz, which is the connection of Allah, which is your miraj, and you flying to Allah Ta'ala, that definitely if you do your cause in zikr, you make this little effort, connection with the Shaykh and what our Hazrat teaches us, you do, then inshaAllah, with Allah's tawfiq, you will achieve your objective. You'll see, you will get that namaz that you are eager and you are looking forward, and you'll be eager and see what namaz will do for us. फिर इस सारी उम्र तरक्की करता रहे. एंड देन व्हेन ए पर्सन रीच दिस, दिस इज नॉट द एंड. दैट नाम रीडिंग इन नमाज, दैट इज क्वाइट गुड, बट नाउ यू विल बी प्रोग्रेसिंग मोर एंड मोर. देयर इज नो एंड टू प्रोग्रेस टू द लव ऑफ अल्लाह ताला. नाउ यू सी एंड दैट इज व्हाई अल्लाह अकबर. मगर पहले एक चिल्ला उनमें से उनमें इसकी भी कोशिश करे कि किसी नमाज की तकबीर ओला फौत न होता, कि निफाक से बरात हासिल हो जाए. गफलत वाली नमाज पढ़ना मुनाफकत का एक असर है. बट ए पर्सन शुड मेक एन एफर्ट. वन इज यू मेक योर जिक्र, यू मेक योर कनेक्शन विद योर शेख, बट नाउ मेक एन एफर्ट दैट एट लीस्ट 40 डेज I try and make my salah wa takbir-e ula without missing. And the easiest thing, you come to the khanka, you stay 40 days and you make an effort, I don't miss. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives a certificate, this will free you from hypocrisy. That namaz is not a namaz of hypocrisy. So this is the effort we have to make. Otherwise, you're making the cause of zikr, but you're unmindful, you're not eager that I must be there with takbir-e ula in the first serve, etc. Then that namaz which is still of unmindfulness, you still lack, you're not going quicker, preparing before time for namaz, then that namaz has got an effect of nifaq. It's not nifaq itself, but it's got an effect. Like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, give the signs of the hypocrite, whenever he talks, he tells lies, just a small argument, and then he swears, etc. So just namaz, you're doing your zikr, but you're still unmindful, and that is still the effect of hypocrisy. So we have to make an effort that at least 40 days, I try not to miss takbir-e-ula. I try not to miss my first surf, etc. Then see how this namaz will give you progress in the love of Allah. Aur hadith paak mein aaya hai ki jo shakhs 40 roz is tarah namaz padhe ke shuru mein imam ke sath sharik ho aur namaz shuru karne ki takbeer jab imam kahe to isi waqt ye bhi namaz mein sharik ho jaye to wo shakhs na to jahannam mein dakhil hoga aur na munafiq mein dakhil hoga. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us this great tidings. Whoever makes an effort for 40 days that you start your namaz with takbir-e-ula, when the imam starts, you start, you don't waste time, immediately you start, then inshallah you will get the certificate of being freed from hypocrisy. And you'll get the certificate of being freed from the fire of Jahannam. So what a great thing. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that we work on the salah, and for this very important that we do our zikr etc. properly, we attend the majalis, then see how Sufi Iqbal Sahib said that definitely Allah will make you successful. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding.